Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Welcome to the show
with the three amigos, Hotman, Crowder, and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding. To Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop from each other, Deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest Dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the crew, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. It is a Thursday, and it is a loaded potato. First of all, I don't know if I ever told you guys a story. About 12, 13 years ago, I'm working for 790 The Ticket. I'm at this poker game with Damon Jones. This guy's taking all my money. No, I'm teasing. I could do 4 hours today about Terry Rozier, Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, the danger of legalized sports gambling and what it could possibly lead to, which you're seeing a little bit today. I could do 4 hours on that. I don't think we will. I could do 4 hours on a gutty performance by the Heat last night, because the Heat, if you're a Heat fan, you had to be a little excited by Norman Powell, because that's the thing we've been missing, which is a bucket.
I couldn't watch the game, so this morning I'm up at 4 a.m. I go to the box score. I see it. I'm excited.
Yep.
They scored 121 points and lost by four to a team that's top five.
Like, you'll take that.
I was like, Norman scored 28? Then I listened to Joe and Tobin and Leroy, and I'm like, oh, people are upset by this. I was excited while looking at the box.
I thought it was a great sign last night. I got other stuff I want to talk about, but did you think – I took last night as a great sign.
I felt great. I thought they impressed. I thought they looked better than I could have ever imagined offensively. Three-point shooting, lights out. They did all the things they needed to do in that game, rebounding especially, until the very end. And losing that game, Hawk, there's no doubt. Baseline start there is unbelievable, but to lose that game the way they lost it, which is not getting an offensive rebound and blowing an 8-point fourth quarter lead after last year, you were the worst team in clutch games in the fourth quarter, still stung.
Yes, but it's game one. They were 8.5-point dogs.
Against a good team.
Everyone's talking about Orlando. Right. They're, you know, when the whole Desmond Bane acquisition, remember, they went all in. I thought that they were impressive last night, hanging with them and being in it at the
end.
They
should have won the game, though. They
should. Okay, fair.
Isn't that the closer we've been looking for?
Yeah, it's
fair. We need the closer. The fourth quarter guy that's going to go and get 10.
Anyway, I could do a four-hour performance, 4 hours on the gutty performance by the Heat. I'm not going to. I could do 4 hours on Victor Wembanyama.
Hmm.
I don't know. I happened to watch the late game because I was done watching the Heat and blah, blah, blah. I'm laying in bed. He is otherworldly.
Yeah.
He's otherworldly. When I don't know if you watched the sequence. He blocks a shot in a ferocious manner that's comical. It goes right to his teammate. And then he brings the ball down, crosses up a defender, step back three. Like and the way he looks while he's doing it, it's bizarre, but it is unbelievable.
Yes.
But I'm not doing 4 hours on Victor Wembanyama. We are going to do 4 hours on Matas Buzelis.
I'm fine.
Because if you saw what this guy did for the Chicago Bulls, I'm telling you right now, tail me on the Buzelis points over. Vegas is behind on this right now. They're behind on it. I hit Buzelis over last night, by the way. I could not have been more right about Duncan Robinson. I said he needs a friendly atmosphere. He's going to feel a little out of sorts. The last I looked, he was 1 of 7 from the field and 0 of 5 from 3. I don't know how he finished, but I don't think it was much better because that was late in the fourth quarter. He stunk. He stunk. He was a turd. And I was watching the Bulls game because they were playing the Bulls, Detroit was. And I think the Bulls announcer, Stacey King, because we have him on the
Adekarumbo.
Yeah, on the Antetokounmpo montage. And Stacey King, you know, I just don't think he's watched a ton of Duncan Robinson play, but he was a defensive liability last night for Detroit.
he was a stopper?
Yeah, it was wild to watch. But anyway, this Matas Buzelis, bet is over. Mm-hmm. And DJ last night, he had parlayed Buzelis over 20. The over was 16.5, is what I bet. My son bounced it up to 20, which he went over, and parlayed it with a Josh Giddey double-double. And he hit that. Nice parlay. I'm telling you, Vegas is going to catch up to Buzelis. You've got a few games where you can get in on the train.
Little Boozy Vert. I got you.
How was Kevin Durant on the Pivot podcast? You were in Houston last night.
He was good.
He was?
Yeah. He's nice. I didn't expect him to be as pleasant as he is.
I thought maybe surly and withdrawn.
Nope, no entourage. Drove up himself with his homeboy. Came in, gave me free shoes. Like brought all of us free shoes. Asked our producer our sizes. Like the nicest dude in the world. I don't say disgusted, but like I was mad he wasn't nastier.
That's crazy to me because like when I go see someone, I bring a Crowder powder, a little thing of spice. This dude brings $200 pairs of shoes and just hands them out.
And they haven't been released yet. They're exclusives.
Holy man.
Yeah, I say appreciate you, KD.
So when's that pod drop? Next Tuesday?
It'll be Tuesday, yes. Okay. But we asked him everything. Like, yeah.
Yeah, don't give it away.
Okay.
You know what happened when you did that with the Belichick episode.
Yeah, I got in trouble.
Yeah. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
We actually talked about Wembanyama, talking about like generational talents. It wasn't on the show, so I can reveal it. We didn't even talk about this on air. He was saying, we're like, so what about Wimby? What about AE, like all the young guys? Because he was talking about how he's the old guy now. It's like, how many more years do you have left? You know, you're 37, almost 38 years old. He said Wimby can be that guy. He's just not consistency. He says you look at everybody. They'll go average 22, the next year average 25, then you get up around 30. He was like, if I see that climb in Wimby, it's going to be scary.
Yeah. I don't know how you stop him on either side. It's crazy. The gifts that that guy has. It's crazy.
One thing stops him is injury.
Yeah.
That's it.
Blood clots, injury.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, and you imagine, again, a guy with his body type is going to face that on a consistent basis. It would be shocking if he didn't. Gino Toretta is going to join us today. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us today. Fantasy Football Reports on WQAM are sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. Distilled six times till it's just right, Tito's is known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Inc., Austin, Texas, 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly. So the biggest fantasy football news coming out of the league this week happened on this show. Aronde Gadsden on Tuesday told us that Aronde Gadsden II is on his fantasy team, but he sat him the week prior. And OG II lit it up, set records for a tight end, is being talked about all around the league. OG had him on the bench, and he revealed to us on this show he will stay on the bench because he's more concerned about jinxing him and changing up anything. This story of Aronde Gadsden benching his son and keeping him there, even though his numbers are phenomenal, has been, it was really picked up by Jamie Eisenberg from CBSSports.com. He was listening, and he tweeted it out. And it has now been picked up by every sports outlet on the planet. There's a big story about it on ESPN.com today.
That's
and
funny.
So that's your fantasy football news.
Did we get a little love on it?
We did. We are mentioned in every story that got published.
Shout out to ESPN for correctly calling it the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show, unlike Jamie Eisenberg, who only credited the two of you.
Interesting. I didn't read past Hockman and Crowder. I didn't even notice that they put your name in it.
Interesting.
Jamie hates you. Remember?
Let's do a quick look at the headlines. Sponsored by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
I told you guys I cut OG as well the week prior just because he hadn't been productive. Guess what? Didn't get to claim him off waivers. Somebody else bid $42 for him. And now I'm in a bidding war to trade for OG the second back, and they want Jalen Waddle for OG straight mother bleeping up.
Hey, I know your fantasy team is the thing I hate when people talk about. I missed him on waivers because ours goes by order. I had to trade the Seattle running back and the tight end from the Bucks to the lady to get little OG.
Well, how could you?
I was willing to give him anybody.
How could you not trade Jalen Waddle for him? Jalen Waddle had one catch for 15 yards last week.
Tua can't see him.
Oh my God! Take the mic from Tua. I've heard that's just silly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in.
Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatic Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Does he understand the criticisms of him?
He's
too small. Now I'm going to say I can't see over the linemen.
It was such a shocking, because there are some people who say, hey, this is what he did with Josh Allen when he said, I can't do half the stuff. And I argued on his behalf because I was like, he's being honest. In this instance, don't point out a physical. I said yesterday, I said it would be like a running back saying, well, I do happen to be easy to bring down because I'm underweight and I don't work out very much.
Not great balance, like, but yeah, man, if I had balance, I'd be great.
Say that. Why would you say that?
He's an oversharer.
I guess. It's just like, what on earth do you think you're going to accomplish by suggesting you can't see some of your receivers because you're too short?
I could have thought of a lie in 2 seconds. Jaylen Waddle, only one catch. What happened? Oh, they were bracketing him, and I knew they were bringing the safety down, watching him because he's our best receiver. You could have praised him and made up a lie about why you didn't throw him the ball more.
Ridiculous. He's got the disease of McCoachin, McBlabberin. He rambles now.
Been around him so long that he just rambles.
They meet for 3 hours a week.
A day.
I mean, he's sitting with the guy 15, 20 hours a week.
McYappin. I mean, it rubs off on you.
I used to have a program director's meeting after every show when I did mornings with Zaslow. Our program director was Todd Castleberry. I used to have to sit there for an hour and a half, every show after every show. And I wanted to blow my brains out. I couldn't listen to his droning. 10 minutes of it was good stuff. An hour and a half. I can only imagine what's going on through Tua's head when he's sitting there in another three-hour session with Mike McDaniel.
Tua talks for 15 seconds of the 3 hours.
Pays attention for 14 seconds.
But that's why he gets in front of the mic. He's got to let it all out, you know?
Right.
I mean, McDaniel's taking up all the airtime between them. He finally gets his chance to talk.
Don't vent in national media. Go tell your – he said he loves to go home. Go talk to your kids about you not being tall enough to see Jaylen Waddle.
All right, so there's actually a lot of stuff happening in South Florida. I know the Terry Rozier scandal is front and center. I'm sure we'll dive into it at some point.
There was a statement, by the way, to Pablo Torre finds out from Terry Rozier's lawyer.
Yeah.
He says, we have represented Terry Rozier for over a year. A long time ago, we reached out to these prosecutors to tell them we should have an open line of communication. They characterized Terry as a subject, not a target. But at 6 a.m. this morning, they called to tell me FBI agents were trying to arrest him in a hotel. It is unfortunate that instead of allowing him to self-surrender, they opted for a photo op. They wanted the misplaced glory of embarrassing a professional athlete with a perp walk. That tells you a lot about the motivations in this case. They appear to be taking the word of spectacularly incredible, non-credible. They say incredible sources rather than relying on actual evidence of wrongdoing. Terry was cleared by the NBA, and these prosecutors revived that non-case. Terry is not a gambler, but he is not afraid of a fight, and he looks forward to winning this fight.
Hope so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you want to believe that everything in sports is on the up and up, and, you know, that's naive, of course, but I have no ill will towards him. He's been terrible for the Heat, but yeah. I don't wish jail time on him.
Well, I've seen some highlights on Twitter where looked like he was shaving points, or maybe he just lost basketball.
I was going to suggest, could there be some sort of sports jail invented where literally just Chris Greer is sentenced to a year and a half just because of what happened sports-wise?
Yeah.
Like, this was such an affront to the fan base and whatever. We take you to sports court, and you're sentenced to a year and a half. Might that prevent, you know, Nico Harrison from trading Luka if he knew there's possible jail time if it's deemed that offensive?
I like it.
I kind of like that.
What is Chris Greer, what sentence does he get for drafting Jonas Savainaya?
I don't think you could do it off one draft. I think if you were going to appear in front of the court, you'd have to build a case. Because I would submit to you then what's the opposite side? He signs Riley Patterson. He's turned out to be a good replacement. What does he get? He gets a house. The state has to give him a house.
The the correct answer is life sentence. Chris Greer gets a life sentence. The NBA issued a statement as well. I'll read it to you. We are in the process of reviewing the federal indictments announced today. Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups are being placed on immediate leave from their teams. We will continue to cooperate with the relevant authorities. We take these allegations with the utmost seriousness, and the integrity of our game remains our top priority.
Yeah, I mean, this is a billion-dollar industry.
Yeah.
The moment the integrity of the game is questioned, you will lose everything. So they're going to have zero leeway on something like this.
And with the story with the cameras underneath the poker table and all that and the fake glasses.
So that's kind of a different aspect of this story.
They can't get in trouble with their job with that, right? Like, if it was card games.
Interesting. They can get in trouble with the law. And once you're in trouble with the law, your employer can take
you're embarrassing the
action.
NBA. I
sure.
Got you.
If you're playing in illegal poker games run by the Italian mob and you're the head coach of an NBA franchise and you're the marquee person there, people are paying to get into games because you're Chauncey Billups, they want to play with you, you can for sure face repercussions from the NBA. I mean, he's done.
Correct, but it would be because you got in trouble
with the law.
Yeah.
It wasn't affecting the outcome of games.
That's what I was saying. Shaving points, I get, but if it's off, you know, if they're not arrested, if Rozier's walking around free and he was playing cards illegally, couldn't he?
Tobin sent me a text because he was part of the morning show meetings with Castleberry, and he says that mother bleeper couldn't even set up a screening of the Warriors for 2 years. I said, because I would always talk about the Warriors, the movie, on the air, and everyone was like, oh, do a movie screening and then we'll pack the place. And Castleberry, for whatever reason, worked on it for 2 years, but couldn't pull the trigger somehow. Couldn't figure out how to actually make the screening happen.
Hmm. Wasn't Castleberry the guy that loved guns on that old cop movie?
No, Tackleberry.
Oh, there
you're thinking
go.
Of Beverly Hills Cop.
Tackleberry.
Was it?
No,
it was. Yeah. Tackleberry.
Tackleberry. Yeah. But I don't think it wasn't Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, it was Tackleberry. Wasn't
that
it?
That was him.
I don't think so.
It's a very weird name.
Locally, because we're running out of time here.
Len just texted us.
Oh no.
Starting tomorrow, we have a 90-minute post-show meeting at my desk. Plan on getting out of here around 8 p.m. every night.
I can't do it, Len. Love you.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine listening to Len prattle on for an hour and a half every night?
I just had a meeting. Right? I just had a meeting with Len.
Oh, is that why you look peaked? All right, anything else? Because Gino Toretta is going to join us.
That's him,
I mean, I keep trying to wrap up headlines. You keep getting text messages, so you let me know, huh?
All right. Happy birthday, Al Leiter. No, do you have anything else?
Messi signs an extension with Inter Miami through 2028.
Let's go.
I don't think he'll play in 2028, but whatever.
Whatever. Police Academy.
Police Academy.
Everybody's texting it in. That was Tackleberry.
I loved him.
The Heat play the Grizzlies tomorrow. Ja Morant played yesterday, but he tweaked his ankle. We'll see about his availability for tomorrow. They're 1-0. They beat Zion and the Pelicans. The Panthers, they host the Crosman and the Penguins tonight at their home arena, the Emirate Bank Arena.
Gino Toretta texting me. No one sent him a link for the show.
Mm. Well, we haven't gotten a break yet.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Anything else?
Your weather in South Florida right now. Nice, sunny. I don't know. The shades are closed, so I can't really give you an accurate weather report. That, of course, is being paid for.
That is your accurate weather report. Brought to you by...
Sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable...
I can't imagine what Len's going to want to talk to us about for an hour and a half.
Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right. Gino Toretta is going to join us in the next segment. Do not go anywhere.
This is Hawk. Crowder and Solana.
Khalil?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels is dealing with a hamstring injury, and his status for Week 8 is uncertain. Meanwhile, Kansas City defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott will miss the remainder of the season with a torn ACL.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Gino Toretta is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Gino, the Heisman Trophy winner, he joins us on Thursdays courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union. In football and in life, it's about being on the right team. Join the winning team at Local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Gino will be on the call Saturday, Wisconsin, Oregon. And you can hear that all across the nation on Touchdown Radio. Hello, Gino.
A little disappointed. I didn't know we were coming in the studio today. That's close enough. I could have met y'all there. Maybe
we're under a mandate. We have to be here. And so if you'd like to join us here every Thursday,
I didn't know about the mandate. I've been to the facility outside to see Steph the specialist and give him his credentials for the Miami game. So I just I didn't realize you traveled still to Dade County, Hawk.
Gino, let me know. You and I could carpool. We live fairly close to one another.
Hey, you don't mind
sitting
around?
Come kidnap me. I won't struggle at all.
Till 6:30, putting up the podcast. You're okay with that, right? And then Solana will get you home right
sure.
quick.
Yeah, I'll hang out over there all afternoon.
What happened with the Dolphins, with the Hurricanes on Friday? They put up this stinker on Friday against Louisville. And listen, it is almost impossible to go undefeated in a season. I think everybody knows that. But do you take the loss to Louisville as some sort of huge warning, Or do you kind of shake it off and say, look, those games are going to happen. They're still one of the best teams in college football, and don't get caught up on it.
Well, I think you would say they're still one of the best teams in college football. I think I get hung up on it from it's a home game. And if you watch this season, it seems like there's a lot of colleges that when they go on the road, they're not either focused or they lay an egg on the road and don't play well. To do that at home is very disappointing. And to do it on a week and a half of almost 2 weeks of preparation is definitely disappointing. I think that
disappointing or worrisome, because there's a difference.
Well, it's disappointing. I mean, it's still the same players that a lot of people before the game thought they were the best team in the country based on their resume so far to date. So I think, you know, the Notre Dame win keeps looking better. Hell, a USF win keeps on looking better because the only loss is Miami. To me, with this transfer portal thing and where it's not, you know, we're in a locker room for 5 years with each other, it becomes the coach's job everywhere is, man, you have to focus these kids in each and every week. And each and every week, you can get beat. You know, you can get beat. The one thing I'm a little disappointed in is the fact that, you know, when you're Miami and you're top five in the country, you are everybody else on your schedule, especially that's not ranked, which was everybody on the rest of the schedule. You are their game. You're their ticket for credibility. And if you don't think you're going to get their best coaching effort, if you don't think you're going to get their best physical effort, because those dudes, if you watch, they're playing to say, hey, I'm some of the fastest guys on the field, and I'm playing for how high I'm going to get drafted in the spring. And you know, Brom's going out there playing loose. Hell, he loves being at Louisville. He grew up there. He played there. And they've had a great plan for us every year they've played us. I mean, do they have better players than us? No, I don't think they have a better roster than us. But they had a better plan, and they believed in it. And when you're in college, man, belief is 90% of the battle, because you could get some kids where, you know, they may not know where they're going, but hell, if they believe they're going in the right direction, they're going to end up beating you at the end of 60 minutes.
Yeah, and Gino, it was obvious early in the game they had athletes. Hell, half of them are from down here, to be honest. When Charlie Strong started coming down here, and Teddy and Lamar, all those guys, we know about them. The thing that was perplexing to me was the trenches. There's supposed to be four or five guys on the offensive and defensive line of the Canes that are supposed to go first or second round. Louisville was dominating the trenches, not just for one quarter, pretty much the whole game. What did the Canes have, 60 yards rushing?
It was ugly.
Like, I did not expect the domination inside.
Well, not only that, but at some point, Channing, when you're handoff on inside zone like five or six times and it gets absolutely stoned, don't you at some point run outside zone, counter? Like, there's got to be an adjustment, whether it's like, hell, let's try a trap. If they're going double eagle the whole time, at some point in time, you can't just jam it in the middle and go off the edge. I mean, really, the success they had was when they handed it to Tony off the edge.
Yeah.
And he was able to score. So, you know what? Use the speed and work those edges. But I just think, you know, and even the players after the game in their comments that, you know, they said, hey, they were doing stuff that we weren't prepared for. And that to me is concerning, shocking, and you know, I just think football is you know coaches say it's not about them. It never is about your opponent. If you just execute within whatever offensive scheme you have and whatever defensive scheme you have, there's an answer for what the other team is doing. So it truly isn't what the other team's doing. It's just, okay, can I execute my own crap better than you can defend it? And you know what? We didn't execute. They get down inside a field goal range to kick for a tie. And at that point, first off, we have three timeouts and there's 40 seconds left. I'm like, okay, why would we be not taking one to just calm everybody down, one, and just give some pointers? And, oh, by the way, the pointer is if they blitz – and they catch us, do not try to jam the ball into the tight end running a hot route. I mean, no offense, but, you know, Channing, the tight end's coming out of his stance. He's like, wait a sec. He's checking the corner of his eye thinking, damn, the backer just left. Okay, it's hot. By the time his head's around, the ball's past him, and the guy makes a great play and interception. It's like, dude, throw the ball away. Yeah. Like I would just be like, all right, they got us. They got us. You know, sometimes they guess right. And you throw it away, you live to play another down. And we didn't do that at the end of the game.
Gino, I'm just looking at the schedule very quickly. And, look, I know there's a lot of football left to play, but Georgia Tech is 4-0. Virginia Tech is 3-0 atop the conference. Miami does play SMU, who's currently undefeated. I mean, they're going to have to take care of business, right? Because GT doesn't play UVA or SMU. And I don't know if they'll end the season undefeated because they have to play Georgia in their final game, but their conference record's pretty much a joke the rest of the way. It's not out of the realm of possibility they end their conference record. ACC play undefeated. Virginia is another one of those teams. I don't think they will, but it's not out of the realm of possibility. Miami can't drop another game here if they truly want to make the conference tournament or conference championship game.
No question. The disappointing thing, because of the loss and they haven't had a lot of conference games yet, they need help, at least how it looks right now. But I would say to this, and I did it with one of the shows I'm on Sirius, is like, okay, pick the playoff right now. If you pick the playoffs right now, if you look at the ranking, Miami probably get bounced out of the playoffs because you got to put, you know, BYU in as the Big 12, and you got to put a group of five representative in. And, you know, I don't know if the ACC is getting a second team in the playoff. It's not going to be like last year because the SEC is so strong. Right now you'd probably put five teams out of the SEC into the top 12 based on performance. And so to me, that means you can't rely on anybody else. They have to win out. They have to win the conference. And I think that every ACC school should be looking at it that way. And you know, you never wanted to put it in anybody else's hands and have to rely on either somebody else losing or you getting the benefit of the doubt vote to say, all right, they're in the playoffs. And that's where Miami's going to need some of that. But they got to come out and play. But don't think the rest of the schedule, like, listen, last Thursday, what did we talk about? They're going to be favored, and they're playing a bunch of teams that are not ranked. So we thought, okay, they could truly skate, play well, but skate undefeated, right? Well, now with the loss, those games, those teams are now thinking, man, Miami's gettable. Mm-hmm. That's what they're thinking. And that's where it's up to them this week to come out against Stanford, who just, you know, shocked Florida State, and go out and beat the hell out of them. Well, I mean, we're favored by almost 30.
I was going to ask you, they're 30-point favorites. So do they do themselves a world of good within their own team even to go out there and just shellack that team, just keep the pedal to the metal the entire time and come out of there with one of those victories that A, everyone forgets about Louisville on Friday night, but B goes, wow, did you see what that team did to that team?
100%. But has Mario ever done that?
No. But that's why I wonder if this one, like if we can recognize that it's kind of important to win this one.
I think
gusto,
people recognize. When James Franklin lost, or when he lost his job, I should say, what was one of the main reasons? He was a 20-point favorite 2 weeks in a row and lost. That was like one of the decisions, the first time ever. So you know what? These game, you know, whatever, the line is set. And they know stuff that we don't know. But if it's me to get my own team's confidence back up, I'm pedal to the metal, and I don't give a crap if somebody says I'm running up the score. I'm starting from the kickoff, and it can be like Robert Bailey before the Cotton Bowl started. I'm going to run down and knock somebody out on the opening kick, and he did. And that's what you got to do, because what you have to basically show not only this opponent, but the rest of them that are on their schedule, that was a fluke. We didn't play well, and it sucks that it was at home, But you have to basically say, you know what? Don't even think we're going to ever do that again. And don't ever think you're going to have a chance to win the game. And that, I think they have to make that statement, especially starting this week.
But with Carson Beck, that means he's going to throw a lot. And it doesn't seem like he's making great decisions with that ball, Geno. We talked to, who was it, John Michaels earlier in the week, and he was like, it had to be the game plan to get those deep shots because there's no reason for him to continue to throw that ball right into to three deep. They were sitting back. They were giving you underneath. Like, what did you see out of Carson Beck with him throwing those four picks? The last one, like you said, the last one was just a bad decision. But those three jump balls, why would he even let that go?
Well, I would say, and I told you at the Florida game, I thought he was tentative throwing the ball. And I still think he's tentative throwing the ball. And I don't know if that's a confidence issue. I don't know if it's it seemed like once he made one mistake, it kind of led to, you know, he wasn't the most confident in the world. And Channing, I think as a quarterback, the best quarterbacks have the shortest memory. And the one thing when I'm watching, and I told you, hey man, if I threw a pick, your face is on TV. You're the quarterback of Miami. And all my mom used to say was stop saying the F word right after an interception walking off the field. And that's what I wanted to see. I wanted to see, hey, I'm pissed at myself from Carson Beck and move on. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see that in four picks because he really threw more than four picks because, I mean, there was a, I would say, kind of a ticky-tack roughing the passer call where he got one of them back. Yeah. But, you know, maybe throwing into traffic, but you know what? If I'm going to throw into traffic, goddamn, throw the ball.
Yeah, say it, Gino. No, don't say it.
He caught that one.
I'm firing that damn
Now you know why his mom was yelling at him when he was coming out of the huddle, because you see how fired up he's getting just talking about interceptions.
That's what I didn't see. And I think, listen, I Shannon Dawson, I think, is one of the best OCs out there in college football. I think he puts together great game plans. I think that at times it looks more conservative. I don't know if that's generally his nature to be that conservative, but it's how the head coach, you know, wants the game and wants it to be run. But I think they were offensively, there was plays to be got, and they didn't get them. And I think that that's where it's critically important for them this week to get back on the deck and literally show the rest of those teams, hey, you know what? That was a fluke. You know what? Hey, we messed up. We didn't come out.
Let's put 100%. Up 100. Let's put up 100 on Stanford.
Yeah, and in college football, man, with the transfer portal, hell, Channing, did Vanderbilt ever score on you when you were at Florida?
No.
I mean, bro, they're top 10. And they just beat LSU, and they might be Missouri this weekend. It's just, I mean, college football is totally different now, and everybody can get you on a weekend. And if you're not up for it, and if you're not prepared for it to give your best effort, you're probably going to lose. And to me, the best teams, you know, Alabama's one of the best teams, Ohio State, if they don't have their A game and they still beat you, that's a great team in college football right now.
Gino Toretta, he joins us every Thursday, courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union.
You almost got me. How does that work? How about that, man?
We'd have dumped you. We'd have dumped you. The YouTube streamers would have seen it, but we'd have dumped you over the air. You were fired up.
Do you still have to get dumped on the air now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, who knows how long that'll last, but yeah, for sure. With all the changes in how America does business, you can count on one thing, the union. Trained plumbers of the Local 519. Join a winning team today with Local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Gino, a pleasure as always. Go wash your mouth out with soap.
I'm curious on the basketball news. Jenny, what do you think about it? I mean, now they're letting November 1st, apparently now college players can bet on professional
sports.
NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can't imagine. I can't imagine that developing into a problem. Can you? I don't see why. What's the issue?
I don't see any problem in it. You know, I mean, those buildings are all built on winners out there in Las Vegas.
18-year-olds with $1 million of NIL money and a gambling app. I just don't know if it's the smartest thing in the world.
I mean, back in your day, Gino, you couldn't even accept a free beer at the tavern. Guy was tapping his
maybe
own,
I could.
Guy was tapping his own beers at the tavern. All right, we'll see you, Gino.
See you guys.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm going to flip your chair over if I wasn't in this wheelchair.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.